Perfect. An hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, we focus on movies on Irish themes as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. We've got selections from two movies on Irish themes, which were scored by John Williams, and music from a couple of John Ford classics coming up later in the hour. Let's begin with a more recent of the Williams scores. This is from Angela's Ashes, based on Frank McCourt's best-selling memoir, and The Composer Conducts from the original soundtrack. Thank you. Music from the film version of Frank McCourt's autobiography, Angela's Ashes, released in 1999. John Williams was the composer, a nice change of pace from Williams in his familiar heroic mode, and we've heard Williams conducting from the original soundtrack. By the way, that was the international version. The version of the soundtrack released stateside featured dialogue from the film. We turn now from Angela's Ashes to our second film on Irish themes, Far and Away, from 1992. Ron Howard directed, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman starred, in the story of Irish immigrants in the United States in the 1890s, their experiences culminating in the land rush of 1893. Again, John Williams wrote the music, and the score is enlivened by contributions from the Chieftains. Selections from the film, Far and Away. Music from the 1992 film Far and Away. The score was by John Williams, with guest appearances by the Chieftains. And we've heard the composer conducting from the original soundtrack. It's music about Ireland and the Irish this week for St. Patrick's Day. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Back to the 1930s now, and the first of two John Ford-directed classics on Irish subjects. This one, The Informer, from 1935. Based on the novel of Liam O'Flaherty, it starred Victor McLaughlin as Gippo Nolan, an impoverished Dubliner during the Irish War for Independence, who betrays a comrade in the Irish Republican Army for a meager reward. The emotional fallout, the feelings of guilt and paranoia, send Gippo into a downward spiral. McLaughlin's performance as the doomed lug who sets a foot fatally wrong earned him an Academy Award for Best Actor. Ford was recognized as Best Director, and Max Steiner won the first of his three Oscars for his original score. Here's a suite from The Informer by Max Steiner. Thank you. A brief suite from the Academy Award-winning film score to The Informer from 1935. Max Steiner wrote the music, and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and the Ambrosian Singers were conducted by Charles Gerhard. Victor McLaughlin, who played the lead and was also recognized by the Academy, became a John Ford regular. He'd worked with Ford previously in The Lost Patrol and subsequently appeared in character roles in a number of Ford classics, including Ford Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, and Rio Grande. He received a second nomination nearly two decades after The Informer for his supporting turn as Squire Redwill Danaher in Ford's perennial favorite, The Quiet Man. The Quiet Man, based on a short story by Morris Walsh, about an American boxer with Irish roots who returns to the village of his birth. John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, Barry Fitzgerald, Mildred Natwick, Ward Bond, and a whole slew of Irish character actors flesh out what must be Ford's most delightful film. It earned him his fourth Academy Award for Best Director, and the film itself was nominated for Best Picture. Victor Young's score is all of a piece, imbued with Irish folk song and popular melodies, and including a nudging quotation from Wagner's Ring toward the climax of the piece, wittily suggesting the Ragnarok to come. Wayne battles for the respect of his wife, played by O'Hara, and faces off in a long-delayed match of fisticuffs against her brother, played by McLaughlin. It's one of the most satisfying fights ever filmed. Here's the Dublin Screen Orchestra, under the direction of Kenneth Alwyn, and this music by Victor Young from The Quiet Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
music from the 1952 film The Quiet Man, one of the best-loved of all Irish-themed movies. Victor Young wrote the music, heavily indebted, of course, to Irish folk song and popular melodies. We've just heard the Dublin Screen Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Alwyn. And with that music from The Quiet Man by Victor Young, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour devoted to films about Ireland and the Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.